weight down, but nothing has worked like Andrew 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andrew 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
A major ruling coming down from the Supreme Court today in regards to trademarks that some may consider offensive. Chris Barnes with the details.
The High Court's ruling coming in a case which involved an Asian-American rock band called The Slants. Government patent officials refused to register that name, saying it was racially offensive. The ruling is considered to be a victory also for the Washington Redskins in legal fights over maintaining that NFL team's name, which some people, including many Native Americans, feel is offensive. In fact, that team's trademark was canceled by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office in 2015. I'm Chris Barnes.
Navy officials say they've now identified the 7 sailors killed in a collision with a Navy destroyer and a cargo ship off the coast of Japan over the weekend. The bodies of the sailors are found by divers searching flooded compartments of the USS Fitzgerald. The sailors who died were from Virginia, Connecticut, Texas, Maryland, California, and Ohio. More news online at usaradio.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Several smaller world countries are now developing what they call technocrats. Here's Bill Zinfer.
More foreign countries are looking to establish diplomatic relations with companies like Facebook, Apple, and Google. The reason? The top firms in California's Silicon Valley carry more weight on the global stage than many countries. For instance, Denmark, which recently hired its first technomat, has a gross domestic product of $310 billion compared to Facebook's market value of $437 billion.
The body of a teen Muslim girl has been found after she was kidnapped leaving Ramadan services. Here's more on the story.
The victim's mother says she thinks her daughter was targeted because she was Muslim and wearing a hijab. Nabra Hassanin and a group of friends were confronted by a driver when walking outside after an early meal. The other girls ran to safety in a nearby mosque, but Nabra was left behind and disappeared. Shortly after finding what appeared to be the remains of the victim in a local pond, authorities detained the man and charged him with murder. Andrea Arenas, Washington.
Jurors in the Ray Tensing trial may start their deliberations later today. Closing arguments in the case now underway of the former University of Cincinnati police officer who is white, charged in the shooting death of a black man during a 2015 traffic stop. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
And I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, and we're live here in Flemington at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce studio, and we have some advertisements to do so we could pay the bills, and then we'll be back in the studio here to talk about our guest and what's going on, so we'll keep you in suspense for just a little bit longer. Stay with us.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
And this is your host, Georgine Trinkle, back in the studio. I have a special guest here. But first, we want to know what to wear for the weather and what is going on. Who else is getting these news alerts today that are freaking you out a little bit like they are me? And I really don't know if they're going to come true here, but we do have a hazardous weather condition that is in our area right now. And today, again, is it's June 19th. And we have to be careful for our flood watch, which is in effect until 12 a.m., and a severe thunderstorm watch. So right now, it is very warm, 90 degrees, partly cloudy, and we have these severe thunderstorms that may happen this evening and this afternoon. So there's a flash flood watch again and a severe thunderstorm watch. So if you have a phone that has radar, check on that before you go out. Otherwise, just enjoy the nice hot weather. It's a great week. Tomorrow we have mostly sunny skies and a high of 84. Wednesday we have a high of 82 with mostly sunny skies. Thursday, mostly sunny skies, high of 84, and our low is 67 Thursday night. So it's really this afternoon we have to worry about after 4 p.m. with some showers and thunderstorms. So that's going on. And then tonight, of course, we'll see what happens. Could have some damaging and gusty winds. The rest of the week, again, looks pretty good. And the weekend, not so bad. Partly sunny on Friday and Saturday, a high near 85. So I think we can live with that. We're going to do one more commercial, and then we'll be back with our special guest.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we are back in the studio. Our commercials are over, so we all know what we're doing now. And we'll go right to our quote of the day here. So it's hot and it's summer, and we're going to do a quote by F. Scott Fitzgerald from The Great Gatsby. And it says, "And so with the sunshine and the great bursts of leaves growing on the trees, just as things grow in fast movies, I had that familiar conviction that life was beginning over again with the summer." So for all those summer loves, too many reruns of the Grease movie, I think. Everyone's always thinking Sandra Dee and John Travolta. I forget his name on that. But it's always the summer love down the shore. Well, I think those romances stay with us for the rest of our lives. So maybe it's good it's summer, maybe it's not. But right now, I'm going to introduce my live guest here. And he's making some noise there, so we'll make sure he's... Hey, there's no rules here, Dave, so you're good. Do you want to introduce yourself to our listeners?
Yeah, I'm Dave Schneider, General Manager of Fraze Air Service Experts in Hillsborough, New Jersey.
Excellent. And Dave is in the studio with us today for a variety of reasons, and that's me making the noise, so just so everyone is clear on that. That was not Dave that time. So I know which mic he has now, so I think we'll be in good shape. But Dave is here for a variety of reasons. One is because I caught a story that was very inspiring a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, about a letter that a customer of this HVAC company wrote. And I was able to read the letter. She posted it online, and a lot of people shared it. And I thought that was amazing. I don't know if you want to tell the backstory or if you want me to do it.
Yeah, sure. We one of my technicians was out of the house and right here in Reddington. And he calls me up and he says, "Hey, Dave, is there anything we could do? We really need to, you know, this woman needs a new air condition and she really can't afford it." I said, "Well, you know, tell me a little more." And he said that she, you know, she was going through chemo. She had breast cancer and she had 5 kids and, you know, just couldn't swing it. And she was more than willing to not replace her air conditioner and just suffer through the summer with a window unit. And, you know, my technician, Sean, said to me, he says, "Come on, Dave, we got to be able to do something." Well, thought about it and ended up calling her. And I actually offered her a free air conditioning system for her house, and she couldn't believe it. So yeah, I called her and finally got in touch with her and offered her the system, and she was crying, and I was all teary-eyed about it and everything. And one thing led to another. We set it up, and I got our supplier, Lennox, to donate the equipment, and we did the installation and given her some great warranties and 10 years worth of maintenance and everything else. And she's nice and cool now. Actually, she texted me today and told me how, you know, how happy she is and how comfortable she is in her house. And so it's a great thing.
It really is a great story. And I did not know you were connected to this story when I first saw it online, reading the woman's information in her thank you letter. So you did it without any thought of anyone becoming aware of this. And she was so touched. She is the one who started the social media campaign for the recognition for Phrase Air. And I love the tagline was like, "For breast cancer." And it really, I think, raised even some additional awareness about people who are going through cancer.
Oh, yeah.
And treatment.
So we're connected to Susan G. Komen. We do work with them. Every fall, we paint 2 of our vans pink in October. So any revenue that the 2 vans generate in October, we donate 20% of that revenue to Susan G. Komen. And you know, we've been doing that for 2 years now. 1 year we did $7,000. Next year we did $7,500 in donations. And we stay in contact with them. We do a lot of stuff. And when this happened, I reached out to Susan G. Komen to let them know what we're doing. And then they came out and they did a bunch of stuff with us and for Shannon. So it worked out even better.
That's great. That really is great. I work for Norwest Cap and my nonprofit world here, and the Susan G. Komen North Jersey affiliates actually funds one of our programs, our seed program, Cancer Education and Early Detection, to help people who don't have insurance to be able to get their cancer screening. So it's really special when that all comes around, and we know our companies are supporting our nonprofit organizations who in turn are collaborating with other nonprofit organizations to make sure that everyone is able to have access to medical care.
Yep.
So really neat story.
Yeah, great stuff.
And then, of course, the back part of how I recognize your name, because we went to high school together. So, or Jude, probably, we won't even say how many years ago.
Long time ago.
I will mute the mic for sure. But we've, you know, obviously, even before high school, have known each other a long time. And then I saw your name and just thought, what an interesting way that life comes and goes and the ebb and flow of things, so that we are all, no matter what our career, nonprofit, for-profit organization, we're all interested and concerned about helping the environment. And I have been searching for probably about a year to be able to cover carbon monoxide poisoning on Hot and Hunterdon. We cover a lot of hot, relevant topics here in the county and throughout New Jersey. And unfortunately, a lot of times people in poverty have greater risks of things. And one of those risks often includes carbon monoxide poisoning. They may live somewhere where there aren't home inspections. They may not be able to afford or install a carbon monoxide detector. And in our rural area of Hunterdon County, there are all different types of risks for carbon monoxide. So Dave promises today in one of our segments we are going to delve into that. And if you were on our social media site, Hot and Hunterdon, our Facebook page, I posted an article where 30-some-odd people were sickened by carbon monoxide in New York and how that even happens.
It happens a lot more often than you think.
So we're going to definitely dig into that and cover that in a little bit greater detail so we can raise the awareness of carbon monoxide poisoning and to make sure we can get our listeners in to a safer environment. So stay with us. We do have to pay the bills here, but we'll be back with Dave talking about what his company does, and then we'll talk more about carbon monoxide poisoning detection and how to have a certified professional help you. Stay with us.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
But now I see that something inside is coming alive. Ain't it crazy? No use running from a revolution. I just surrender to this evolution. Heal me, lift me, take me to the other side. Amazing grace has touched my face, and the sweet sound of life.
We're back in the studio. I'm Georgine Trinkle, your host, and I have Dave Schneider with me. And Dave is from a company that we're going to be talking about in greater detail. Dave, maybe you give a little detail about your company, your website, and your phone number.
Okay, well, it's FraseAir.com, and we're FraseAir General combined together. We're a service expert company. We do heating, air conditioning, and plumbing. Have about 50 employees work for me, all a bunch of great guys and gals. We have an office in Hillsborough on Route 206. And we cover an area anywhere from Princeton to Sparta, right out to the river, all the way up. So a pretty big area.
And your company does a lot of community-involved things. We gave the example of two other things earlier, but you also do a blood drive.
Yeah, we do a blood drive once a year. This year we got our neighbors involved, and we had a little barbecue outside, and it was pretty cool. We did, I think, 40 pints of blood, which is a success for them. So all our technicians donated. Our two neighbors, College Hunks, they had some guys donate, and the sign company, Lumark Sign, they had some people involved as well. It was great.
It's really great when a corporation puts their resources back in the community, both by having a local office in Hillsborough and also by supporting all these great community-based efforts. Really, it's exciting to see a corporation that takes their commitment so seriously.
Yeah, it's great to do stuff for the community. And what I think is even better is these ideas to do the blood drive, to do the pink van, and to do this, to give that air condition to Shannon, that was all from my employees. It was their ideas. So they came to me and said, hey, you know what would be great? We should do this. And I'm like, hey, let's run with it. It's great because this way everybody's involved and we're all a big team. Everybody works well together and we have a lot of fun together. And everybody's idea is worth listening to, and whatever they want to do, if it makes sense, I'm all for it.
Well, you're a good leader, Dave, because when your staff feels that they have confidence from management and that they are a team environment and approach, then they are innovative and they are flexible with their solutions and they are always trying to find ways to work together.
Absolutely.
So
yeah, thanks.
It's great to hear about what you're doing and how it's impacting the community. I really am interested to, today was an interesting day all the way around because there was no, my HVAC in my office broke. It was 88 degrees. I have a sweater somewhere. I lost part of my shirt and my sweater because it was so hot. But the HVAC, air conditioning, those kind of things, they really impact your day-to-day life. Like how, when it was, I have a headache because it was 88 degrees all day in my, you know, in my office, and it impacts your general health, really, and your, the convenience of your day is really impacted by your system. But I know that there's so many times when there are systems and they're not the right system for the building. And I know that you do a lot of testing and buildings. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about that. If someone's looking for a system, how do they know that they're going to select the right system?
Well, first of all, believe it or not, people are more agitated when they don't have air conditioning than when they don't have heat. So if their heat breaks, they call up and we'll say, all right, we'll get somebody out in a few hours. Oh, that's great. Thank you. When their air condition breaks, they say, I need someone now. It's just crazy because it aggravates you when you're, because there's nothing you can do about it. You can't go by a fireplace or something like that. You need to be cool. It's just crazy. But getting into how a system's designed and how a home works and how a building works, there's calculations that you have to do when you size something like an air conditioner for someone's house. So they have this thing called a manual J, and basically it's a, you have to measure the whole house, measure the windows, which way they face, and you end up finding out what the heat load for the house is or the cooling load for the house, and that determines how big of a unit you can put in. So a lot of people think a bigger air condition is better. It's actually not. If your air condition is too big for your house, you'll end up with a cold, humid, damp house, and you won't be comfortable. The idea is to size it properly and remove all the humidity. So in essence, if you take the word air conditioning, that doesn't mean making anything colder. It means conditioning the air. So you're removing the heat and removing the humidity, and it has to be sized properly for that to work right. Because if you just threw cold air on top of hot air, you're not doing anything. But if you're circulating it and you're making it cycle over and over again and run a little bit longer to pull the humidity out, you're going to end up with a much more comfortable house. And I've been in plenty of houses where it's 70 degrees and sticky and uncomfortable. And I've been in other houses where it's sized properly and you can set your thermostat at 74 degrees, end up spending less energy cost, and being way more comfortable just based on that.
And here at Houghton Hunterdon, we're always trying to reduce our global warming. We're, a couple weeks ago, we had someone from the Sierra Club in discussing with us ways of reducing our carbon footprint. We've had the Clinton Organic Garden come in and tell us how to grow food and that we eat, and you don't have to have the trucking costs and all of those things and healthier food. But I think that we often waste energy when it comes to air conditioning or systems.
Oh, yeah, especially nowadays. Nowadays, with the new heating and air conditioning technology, there's what they call variable speed units or staged units. So if you have an air conditioner that's maybe 10 or 15 years old or a furnace that's 10 or 15 years old, chances are it comes on and runs at 100%, and then when it satisfies the temperature, it shuts off. Now, with the new technology, it's very similar to cruise control. So it will work at, say, it'll come on at 35% of max and it'll work its way all the way up to 100%, and then bring itself back down once it reaches temperature and run at 60% or 30%, just like cruise control in a car or a dimmer switch on your lights. So you're not 100% using all your energy at the same time. And it, what, on the comfort side of it, it makes you way more comfortable because your temperature is nice and even. You don't have temperature swings. You don't have cold blasts of air coming through your ductwork. But on efficiency side, you know, why run at 100% when you only need 35%? And once your house is up to temperature, or in cooling season, if it reaches temperature, you may only need 35% to maintain that temperature. So there's no point of it shutting off and then coming back on, shutting off, coming back on. So that makes a huge difference, and it stops your electric meter from spinning because you're using less energy.
So do you think for those of us that don't have an HVAC system using old air conditioning units, do you think over time the investment of HVAC would help save energy?
Absolutely. We can, most houses that we install air conditioning, full central air throughout the whole house, uses about the same amount of energy as two small window units combined. So for what for the cost of heat cooling two bedrooms, you can do the whole house. And now there's newer technology out there called mini splits. We ever see those units that are on a wall, like in a restaurant or something, it's maybe about 2-3 feet long, it's up on a wall. That makes heat and air conditioning, but it also works on that modulating premise where it runs at 35% up to 100% and back, and it's the most efficient way to heat or cool a room.
And it's on the wall, and it's just a small, you don't have that window overhang.
You don't hear it. You don't even know it's there.
Amazing. Amazing. So for all those who aren't certain about the investment of HVAC because they think they'll be taking up more energy and they won't be as efficient with these new units, it sounds like that is not the case at all.
Absolutely. It's so much better to, when you're, and here's another thing that misconception. You know, it's an appliance in your house, and people say, oh, I have to replace my air conditioner, or I have to replace my furnace. Well, that's the biggest investment you have in your house that you can actually do. I mean, you could do a roof, you could do windows, or you could change your furnace and air conditioning. And you shouldn't look at it as replacing it, because nobody replaces a car. I mean, nobody's buying a car with rolled-down windows anymore. We're upgrading, right? We're buying cars with side curtain airbags and anti-lock brakes where we're not driving around in a 1985 Camaro anymore, right? So when you're replacing your heating and air conditioning, you should really be considering upgrading to the highest efficiency you can get, which in turn will also give you the most comfort. And with that speeded unit, that two-speed or that fully modulating system, which will, you wouldn't believe the comfort difference that you have. And we have customers call us all the time and say, I can't believe how comfortable my house is. And they end up spending more time home. So they're actually not even going out and spending money. They're staying home enjoying their house. And if you think about it, everybody's house is their castle. You put so much into it. You do your kitchen, granite countertops, everything else. You have to be comfortable in it. It just makes sense. So you really have to look at it as an upgrade more so than a replacement.
I think there's a lot of misinformation about systems, and people, old-fashioned people, think, oh, I'm not, you know, that's too modern for me, or I'm going to be tough and I'm going to stick with my air units, and not realizing they can, in fact, save energy immediately, and then over time they can even save costs after the initial outlay because they'll be spending less on their systems than these two units in their bedroom if they're even lucky to have the units. We definitely have to do a break here. And then when we come back, we're going to delve very deeply into carbon monoxide poisoning. Who's at risk? What is it? How does it occur? And what can we do to prevent it? So I will be back here in the studio with Dave to talk about that right after our news break. Stay with us.
What went right, what went wrong, doesn't really matter much when it's gone. Was it too hard to try? Was it too hard to lie? Did you just grow tired of hello and goodbye? Was it the naked truth that made you run? Where do I go now that I'm down to one?
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
There has been far too much tolerance of extremism in our country over many years. And that means extremism of any kind, including Islamophobia.
British Prime Minister Theresa May speaking in front of 10 Downing Street about the attack in London, where a man drove a van into a crowd of worshippers outside an Islamic center, killing one, wounding eight. Meanwhile, French police say a man who rammed a police van in the Champs-Élysées shopping district this morning is dead. Democrats in the Senate planning another round of major obstruction. They plan to say they are slowing down all action in the Senate because they're upset over Republicans crafting a health care bill they claim in secret. Democrats are plotting a talkathon late tonight to call attention to the dispute over repealing and replacing Obamacare. The House narrowly passed a health care bill in early May. Senate Republicans are thought to be drafting their own version of the legislation. USA Radio News.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
The Russian government threatening the U.S. military in Syria. Here's Chris Barnes.
Russia says in a statement it will shoot down anything that flies over parts of Syria where its forces are operating. The Russian Foreign Ministry issuing the statement that says it will view as targets any and all flying objects over those areas of Syria where its warplanes are in action. It comes after the United States shot down a Syrian fighter jet on Sunday after the Pentagon says it dropped bombs near forces backed by the U.S. The Syrian government claims its jet was flying a mission against ISIS when it was shot down. I'm Chris Barnes.
The police chief of Alexandria, Virginia, praising his officers and those of the Capitol Police in responding to the ballpark shooting last week. Chief Mike Brown says it took just 4 minutes, 38 seconds for officers to respond, shoot, and kill suspected shooter James Hodgkinson after he opened fire on GOP congressional members. He praised the Capitol Police as well for immediately engaging Hodgkinson. USA Radio News.
I'm KFC's extra crispy colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my extra crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded extra crispy chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
3 California men are jailed after a major avocado heist. Here's correspondent Jason Campadonia.
The 3 Ventura County men were arrested last week and are now former employees of Mission Produce. Investigators say the men were busted for selling the avocados illegally for cash. The company estimates the value of the stolen produce to be more than $300,000, and the theft went on for months. Apparently, the crooks' customers were told that the sales were legit.
Shootings are now the third leading cause of death for those under the age of 18. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
That's according to research done by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, also finding 5,800 children are treated for gunshot wounds each year and do survive. Researchers say 38% of child gun deaths are suicides, 6% are the result of accidental shootings. The report, based on data from 3 national databases, is published in the journal Pediatrics. I'm Chris Barnes.
Those colorful laundry pods that you may use are actually posing a deadly risk to adults who have dementia. Consumer Reports says adults with dementia mistake the gel detergent packets for food. The pods resemble candy because they're brightly colored and squishy. It may get so hot in Phoenix, flights could be delayed. American Airlines has issued a warning that anyone taking off between 3 and 6 p.m. should anticipate delays because the heat could top 120 degrees. The FAA prohibits takeoffs when temperatures are that high. USA Radio News.
And this is Georgine Tringle. I'm back in the studio in Flemington, and I have a news weather flash. It's raining. I didn't believe it was coming, and people are sending me pictures of radar, and I'm listening to alerts, and still not really believing it, but guess what? It is really raining here in Flemington, so I guess, I guess that's going to continue for a little while, and it does look pretty windy and a little crazy out there. So we're going to stay in the studio here with Dave Schneider, talking a little bit more in depth now about carbon monoxide poisoning. So we see it in the news, Dave. We unfortunately see tragedy, people who have died in carbon monoxide poisoning, many people sickened, people being rescued. But what is it exactly?
Carbon monoxide is basically incomplete combustion. So something that burns, a fuel is burning, and it's a byproduct of it. So it's poison. And it's just about, not to scare everybody, but you see carbon monoxide everywhere. So in our industry, we see it from equipment that hasn't been maintained properly, where the chimney may be clogged up or have some kind of obstruction in there, where a water heater will do something called backdraft, where the house is in a negative pressure. And pressure has a lot to do with it in a house, because a chimney is really, or a flue, we call it a flue, is how the exhaust gas goes out of an appliance. But if your house is under a negative pressure, or your building, your flue gases actually will come back down into the appliance and what we call roll out and end up giving you carbon monoxide or having carbon monoxide readings in your house. It's very important for everyone to have a carbon monoxide detector. Should definitely be one on the floor between the bedrooms. You know, on your second or third floor where your bedrooms are, you should definitely have a carbon monoxide detector there, and you should have one on every floor. I mean, I carry a portable carbon monoxide detector. I wear it on my side. It looks like a beeper, and you'd be surprised how often it goes off. When just the other day we were loading up a truck, and one of our pickup trucks was cold start, and he just started up and backed up to the loading dock, and as we're lifting equipment, putting it onto the truck, I hear this thing going off, and I'm like, whoa. I looked down and I was getting 70 parts per million of carbon monoxide, which is dangerous. That's when a residential carbon monoxide detector would go off when in your house. So that's a higher level. Now, granted, it was only for a few seconds, but if you're working in that environment all day or you're sleeping in it, that you can die from that.
Now, something people are often confused about, if you have wood in your home, is that something that could create carbon monoxide poisoning?
You mean firewood?
Yeah, like if you burn, your source of heat is a fireplace. Could that create carbon monoxide poisoning?
Well, any form of fire is creating carbon monoxide. It really depends on how it's vented out. So when you have a fireplace, when you think about fire, what do you need? You need oxygen. You need your fuel, which would be your wood or gas or propane. And you need a spark. So once you light that fire and you get it going, you need air, what we call combustible air, to make that work. So wood is okay as long as your chimney is clean and you have proper draft. And draft is when you see that smoke going right up your chimney.
And a lot of people in this area will not often use a fireplace, perhaps, but perhaps when you lose power and it's winter. Now, all of a sudden, you have your fireplace going, and you may not understand the risk if you don't use it often, or if the smoke's coming back down underneath the chimney.
Yeah, well, the problem is with carbon monoxide, it doesn't necessarily in with the smoke. So if you have a little bit of smoke coming back, you may not realize you may have a lot more carbon monoxide come in there. So it is very important, especially when you lose power, to make sure that you have a carbon monoxide detector, because you're doing something out of the normal. You're out of your norm to make heat, which then in turn may have carbon, you know, may be poisoning you without knowing it.
And Dave, now I'm going to ask you something that can definitely prevent lives of residents who are, anyone who's listening today and has ever or is ever going to use a generator when power goes out. Because unfortunately, after every storm, some of these storm deaths total include individuals who have succumbed to carbon monoxide poisoning.
Well, a generator should always be used You should never be inside of a building, obviously, and some people do that, unfortunately. But it should be far enough away from your building where the muffler on it isn't letting that gas back into your house. So near a window, or it should be, you know, if you could put it 15, 20 feet away from your house and run it. Every year you hear stories about that, but it tends to be people that leave the generator running in their garage, or people that put it out on their, maybe outside their kitchen window, and they have their kitchen hood vent right there on their deck, and things like that are no good. Even I see people that end up with small bits of carbon monoxide poisoning because they actually back their car into their garage, thinking that they can pull straight out in the morning. But starting that car is a huge contaminant of carbon monoxide inside your house. And it seeps through the walls and it gets into the bedrooms, and it's amazing.
Is there any advice if you are stranded in a winter storm or a blizzard, but your car, you still have gasoline, and you're going to run your car so that you have heat? There are certain dangers to that even.
Yeah, you should definitely make sure that your muffler is clear and free, and the smoke coming out of the muffler can actually has a nice distance away from it. And also you should keep your windows open. Not fully open, but you should always have a little bit of fresh air. And they say dilution is the solution, right? So you have to have a nice mix of fresh air for that to work. And anytime you're in encapsulated, you know, the gas has a better chance of getting in than the fresh air does, and that's how people end up getting hurt.
And I'll put my romantic hat on now. So for those who are having their little lover's lane in the car, just roll the window down a little bit,
yeah,
right?
Don't fog up the windows. Keep them open a little bit. They'll still fog up.
It's funny, but it's sad because people do end up dying in those circumstances.
Sure.
So
even on boats, I've heard stories about that. Just recently, I think someone was on the back of a boat, like suntanning on the back of the boat while it was moving, and the fumes from the engine, she ended up passing out and falling off the boat, and I think she passed away from carbon monoxide.
It's really crazy. I just want to make sure. So your little beeper type device there, it is on now.
And yeah, it's on. I wear it 24 hours a day. We have no carbon monoxide in here.
So Dave's a handy guy to have around if you're trying to avoid carbon monoxide poisoning, which we all are. So who even knew you could have a portable carbon monoxide device there? It's for detection. So I'm feeling pretty good about this room right now, and I'll be coming back next Monday because there is no carbon monoxide right now showing. That doesn't mean in another situation that his beeper wouldn't go off here, but so far so good. We're going to be back after our break to talk a little bit more with Dave Schneider from Fresh Air, and we'll be able to continue our discussion about energy efficiency and carbon monoxide poisoning and the prevention you can take to make sure that you do not have any dangers in your home.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams.
I can be reached at 908.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Left you by the house of fun. I don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come.
So I am waiting for the sun. This is Georgine Trinkle, your host of Hot and Hunter, and I have Dave Schneider with me today in the studio watching the water pelt the windows here in the studio in Flemington. We're at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and Dave was giving us some very sound and clever advice regarding carbon monoxide poisoning, what the risks are, and how we can prevent this from happening.
Yeah, the biggest way you can prevent it from happening, there's two things you should consider in your house. One is to have yearly maintenance on your heating system, whether it's an oil burner or gas burner, a boiler or a furnace, it should be maintained, and your water heater as well. What happens when the flame shooting in there, if that burner doesn't get cleaned often enough, you'll end up getting a little more incomplete combustion, which will in turn turn into more carbon monoxide.
And one question that we often have are the chimney liners. Is there one type of chimney liner that you would recommend to prevent, like stainless steel, or it really doesn't matter?
No, it doesn't matter. What matters is the size of the liner. Okay. So it has to be properly sized.
And are there certificates that we should be looking for if we're interviewing HVAC professionals? Are there certain certificates or licenses we should make sure are present with the company or with the individual installer?
Yeah, would you like to have a NEAT certified technician? Excuse me. A NEAT certified technician, which is a technician who's been through heating training, gas, and combustible training.
I always love how we have these acronyms that never make a lot of sense. So a NEAT?
NATE, which is National Association of Technicians Excellence.
Okay, great. So at least we have some standards of which we can measure others if not everyone shows up with a carbon monoxide portable detector, right? That's our new standard of excellence. So now we have some different ways to be able to look at a customer. And do you have any recommendations for a HVAC provider? You're obviously in the business and in the field. We often have a lot of vulnerable people that have people coming to their house for estimates. They may get confused. Do your employees have like a company ID? Do they have a truck that has your, if it's not a pink truck during October, is there way to recognize?
There's 35 of our trucks out there. And what you want to do is you want to look up a company that would that would have a good Google rating. Check them out online. I'm losing my voice here. I'm sorry.
That's okay. And I don't have a commercial, but I can do that and get you a drink in just one moment. So those are some of the recommendations that Dave's providing, because it is really difficult to make sure that we have trained professionals. We will be right back here in the studio, so we hope that you stay with us and are able to finish our broadcast with us. I always say radio time is quick time. We're going so quickly here, and we just have a few minutes left to wrap up in our conversation about HVAC providers, about carbon monoxide poisoning, and about how great a corporation is that invests in the community, doing philanthropic activities and events with no thought for recognition, but to serve the community where their employees and their customers live and work. So we could do with a whole lot of that around here. Stay with us.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
And I'm back in the studio with Dave Schneider talking about HVAC and giving back to the community and how to kind of figure out your HVAC needs. Certainly it was a relevant topic today because it is pretty warm out there today in the 80s, certainly. And when it gets hot and sticky and we have our first real heat wave, we did certainly have that last week, we wonder how indeed we're going to get through the season. So we're very happy to have Dave with us today and able to give us so much great information. Is there an opportunity we can get your website again?
Yeah, it's fraseair.com.
Perfect, Dave. And Dave and I both ended up not too far from neighboring counties, I guess. But we did have an opportunity to grow up together. So, Dave, I really wanted to thank you for coming on the show today and being a guest.
Oh, thank you.
I waited till I saw sun. I don't know why I didn't come. I left you by the house of fun. I don't know why I didn't come.
So we're a little bit of a mess here at the tail end of our broadcast, but Dave probably won't come back now, but we do try our best over here, and we're always here to amuse Dave. So I don't know what's going on in this office, but we both ended up with something that made it difficult to get our words out over here. So thanks, everyone, for being patient and staying with us as we just wrap up the last bit of our broadcast here. And really just have an opportunity again to thank Dave for coming, an expert in the field. It is a really difficult process if anyone has either taken over the maintenance of a building where you have an HVAC system that's already installed. It's even difficult to get people to come in and work on a system that someone else installed.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, there's a lot of, I won't say smaller companies, but less reliable people. And on a point of view from my side of it, it's very hard to pick up the pieces where someone left off and to still make that customer very happy. Like I was trying to say before when I was losing my voice here, when you're looking for a company, you want to look for somebody who's been in business for a long time, who has the credentials and the NATE certification, which is N-A-T-E. And also, you want to do some research online, make sure their Google reviews look good, make sure they're a solid company.
That's really very good advice. That's very cool advice. I had to get a pun in there for the HVAC. It was very cool advice from our guest here in the studio talking about how we can select a company. And then if we do have a difficult time finding a replacement company, you know, really just do a lot of research. Just make sure you check their IDs, make sure that you get the quote in writing. If there's a deposit, make sure it's in your contract. And really just if you're not certain of how to make a selection, then reach out to other people, someone who maybe has recently had something installed, and try to protect our vulnerable citizens who are maybe not used to having service people in the home. Or, as you said, there's many people that unfortunately prey on others.
Yeah. So looking at previous history and how long companies have been in business is really a big deal.
Excellent. And I really appreciate you being here today, Dave, especially to talk about the carbon monoxide poisoning. I've been wanting to cover that for over a year because it is such a danger. And anytime there is a preventable death, we want to cover it here at Hot 100. So thank you so much.
No problem.
Great to see you and have you in the studio here. Great to know all the great work your company is doing. And our next radio presentation will be Ruth Ann Brown, Celebration Hour. She'll be coming up at 5 o'clock in the hour. And we'll be able to do the news and hope that you have a great week. And we're done here at Hot 100. Thanks for listening.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
There has been far too much tolerance of extremism in our country over many years. And that means extremism of any kind, including Islamophobia.
British Prime Minister Theresa May speaking in front of 10 Downing Street about the attack in London, where a man drove a van into a crowd of worshippers outside an Islamic center, killing one, wounding eight. Meanwhile, French police say a man who rammed a police van in the Champs-Élysées shopping district this morning is dead. Democrats in the Senate planning another round of major obstruction. They plan to say they are slowing down all action in the Senate because they're upset over Republicans crafting a health care bill they claim in secret. Democrats are plotting a talkathon late tonight to call attention to the dispute over repealing and replacing Obamacare. The House narrowly passed a health care bill in early May. Senate Republicans are thought to be drafting their own version of the legislation. USA Radio News.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time.
New customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
The attack on a mosque in Quebec, Canada, causing repercussions for mosques in major cities in the U.S. Here's Sarah Lee Kessler.
It happened during evening prayer Sunday night at a mosque in Quebec City.
I'm really shocked by all of this.
New York City police reacted within hours. They dispatched police to mosques in all five boroughs, counterterrorism units, including heavily armed critical response command teams, have been assigned to a number of high-profile mosques in New York. That includes the Islamic Cultural Center on Manhattan's East Side.